What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Thanks for tuning in again. It is time for another movie review reaction. It's actually a documentary. I just finished watching it. It's called Bullied. Yeah, this was a tough watch. One, it was a tough watch because it's just crazy and sad and scary. And the second of all is I have a six-year-old, a three-year-old, two little boys. And yeah, it's scary. Let me tell you, pretty much the documentary is from writer-director Thomas Keith. Bullied is a work that traces bullying and the effects of bullying and also the methods and programs that has proven effectuous in reducing bullying. Available exclusively on Amazon Prime February 12th, just around the corner from a global digital releasing. So yeah, it's a crazy documentary because in the documentary they show intimate interviews with some of the victims of bullying plus family members who've lost children to suicide because of bullying, and it's crazy. In this documentary they show actual real clips of, you know, fighting videos of, you know, kids at school, and I'm talking about young, and that's the scary thing. You know, you hear about it on television and stuff, but when you see something like this and you're seeing it right here in front of you and you're hearing and seeing everything, that some of these kids are 8, 6, 9 years old committing suicide because of bullying, it's like, what the hell? My kids are just around. It's scary. It's super scary. They introduced you to a girl named Amanda Todd and her story, who committed suicide after being bullied. This documentary interviews teachers and doctors and parents and authors of what's going on, the effects of bullying. It's a really good documentary because it really breaks it down and shows you everything, the ins and outs to the bullying stuff, social media, and how kids now, you know, I'm 49 years old and we didn't have all this, and now you do. And now kids at a young age are getting, you know, their hands on social media, and if they're being bullied or just being talked down to or whatever in a negative way, it surrounds them 24/7 because they're on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all the stuff that these kids are using now. The stats are insane. Throughout the documentary, you're seeing different stats of kids and suicide, and it's mind blowing. It definitely touches in with the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. I did watch the first season. I haven't watched the second one. I don't even know if there's a third one. I remember when that movie came out, that series came out, and people were saying, you know, it was just a series, and then some were saying that it justifies suicide and gives you a play-by-play book on how to. And of course, kids were going to watch this and binge watch it. And it, actually, they bring it up saying that some of the stats were said that after this release of the series, the increase of suicide went up. So it talks about that. And then it talks about this school in Rosemead, California, which was dope, which I really wish this would have been longer or in the beginning. I hated the fact that it was at the end, because, you know, some people watch this and then just they tune out and go, oh, this is too much for me. They're not going to see that this is some really good stuff at the end. But there's a school called Emma W. Shuey School, I think. I don't know if it's a middle school or – either way, I think it might be an elementary school. But they interview the principal and a couple of the teachers and how they teach how words can hurt and feelings at a very young age. And I really like that, because if you're going to their school from kindergarten to fifth grade, it really helps the school and what they've been doing. It really helps with a solid foundation of, you know, teaching kids, you know, empathy and being nice and how words can hurt. And even though you're having a bad day, some of these things that you say can really, really turn and make, you know, people's lives go in a different direction. But the school really looks like it's really doing something. And then they show the stats on, because of this program, you know, everything positive has gone up in a sense. So, I think it's definitely worth a watch. Like I said earlier, Amazon Prime, February 12th, it'll be available. You know, if you're a parent, I think you should watch it because it definitely opens your eyes to stuff. And you know, you never know. I know there's some parents out there that might be like, oh, I'm not worried about that. Not my kid, but you never know. And that's the thing that they talk about in this documentary is that even though your kid seems happy, people are happy. You never know what's going on really deep down inside. And what things are going through, not just bullying, but you know, at the house and relationships and just, yeah, it's really, it's a lot of like, layers of an onion. That's kind of how, I don't know if that makes sense to y'all, but it kind of makes sense to me, that you just never know. You never know. So like I said, thanks for tuning in. I definitely give this documentary a thumbs up. I think, Thomas Keith did a great job, putting it all together and interviews. I feel for the parents. Can't even think about it. But yeah, some of the parents that came on and told their story, high five to you guys. And some of the parents that are still going forward to make sure that their child's name. But yeah, God, yeah, it's just the stats are nuts. Yeah, crazy. So that's about it, people. If you want to check it out, it'll be on Amazon Prime, February 12th. Worth the watch. Check it out. I give it a thumbs up. If you want to check out more of my reviews, hear more of my reviews, watch more of my reviews, or anything else I got going on, iwatchmike.com is my blog, iwatchmike.com. You go there, everything is there. If you want to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, it's Mike the Movie Guy. I watch Mike on Facebook. Everything, all my social media is there on the blog. So go check it out. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Stay warm because it's about to get cold in Texas. If you're cold somewhere else, keep that stuff over there. I don't want it. All right, people, have a good one. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace out.